Welcome to the Triple F podcast, where we're focused on fashion, fitness, and of course, food. This podcast is all about bringing these three parts of your life together to help you get the most out of your passions. We're here to help you look your best, feel great, and also indulge in some maybe not so hidden temptations. We are by no means experts in any of these fields, but we do hope to bring people to the show who know what they're talking about and can help you with some of these aspects of your life. You only live once, so why not live a life more fulfilling? Greetings, fellow fashionistas. It's your boy, JP, over here. Just put together an incredible event with a good friend of mine, Rachel Jimenez-Penka. The event was entitled Post-Fashion Show Success. So I wanted to go over some things we learned from the event and kind of share some feedback from it moving forward to help elevate Chicago fashion all together as one. This is the event. You just produced or participated in an amazing fashion show. Your designs were well received and the accolades keep coming in, but once the thrill's over, what happens next? It may seem daunting at first and difficult to navigate, but what the next steps are to convert your show success into meaningful results. We're putting together an event that is structured with small group discussions to dig deeper into this topic. In a classroom-style setting, our hope is to highlight the best ideas and come up with the actual items and takeaways for you to leave feeling connected and inspired. There will be a group of designers, models, photographers, production assistants, influencers, and fashion enthusiasts. The Chicago fashion scene is thriving with talent, and our goal is to give you the tools to take your work and your brand further. Like I mentioned, Rachel Jimenez-Penka, the founder of Rachel Stylium, will be facilitating the discussions and sharing her first-hand knowledge experience with brands and the many facets of the fashion industry, from personal celebrity styling over the past 15 years. Rachel is also a professor of fashion styling at Columbia College University. So this event was absolutely incredible. We actually hosted it at my friend Eric's restaurant called the Lone Owl Pub in Wicker Park. We actually had a little private area with a bunch of couches right next to the fireplace. It was absolutely incredible. It was awesome. Catered in food, had some drinks. Really kind of setting the tone for allowing people to be a part of it as a discussion instead of kind of talked at from a panel discussion. Obviously, panel discussions are absolutely amazing. I actually went to a really good one the other day held by the Kiro event. They always do that. But sometimes people learn differently, want to speak their mind without kind of getting in the way of everything else, and just be a part of a discussion in general. So let's hop right into like what we learned. Question one, where are the sales post-show? Thinking to yourself, okay, you had a show. Now what? Why are you bringing in sales? So great examples of how to actually create revenue through getting sales done after your show is send out an email with examples of influencers or celebrities wearing one of your garments. Great example of this is Vera Wang. They actually sent out an email after one of their New York Fashion Week saying, Leanne Marshall made her New York Fashion Week return for fall-winter 2024 with a show in Bryant Park. Her runway of choice this season, however, was a sheet of ice. Marshall has been exploring the newfound love of figure skating via daily skates on the ice in Bryant Park before she made her way to her nearby studio. While skating, she couldn't help but reflect how Bryant Park has been an integral part of her fashion journey since showing her first time in legendary, quote-unquote, tents as the winning designer Project Runway Season 5. One morning while skating in one of her dresses to see how it moved in the breeze while skating, a light bulb went off and Marshall said, I need to show this on a sheet of ice. Her collection of flowing, voluminous silhouettes, many in bold, bright colors, hand-dyed prints can be seen in the photos below. That was the email Vera Wang sent out. It wasn't just, hey, hope you enjoyed the show, come buy yourself. It's imagine yourself in our dress in a situation you do normally, ice skating. It also creates a story, which helps with branding. What are you doing as a designer after your event, getting people interested in your products? Are you just sitting there crossing your fingers, hoping that someone's going to buy stuff because they saw it on the runway? Hey, maybe try sending out a cool email with a testimonial from one of your actually clients who actually wore it. Probably one of your friends, but whatever. Just send out a little testimonial of it. That way they get some publicity, etc. And there's some of the models that want to wear your stuff. Why don't they actually purchase it and actually go ahead and make a decision to actually be a part of your email campaign as well? Next question, how to better design the community post-show? Some topics we discussed were engaging to promote self-work, trade services for mutual benefits. So you actually meet someone at the event, stylists, production assistant, model, designer, etc., figure out a way how you can work together. That's a topic for another discussion, how to actually collaborate with other people, but just kind of think about it. Everyone you're meeting, just keep an open mind, let them know what you're doing, give them your elevator pitch, ask them what theirs is, and just kind of see how you can collaborate moving forward, and make sure you follow up. Say, hey, we should get together sometime, and that follow up is a huge issue. Another great thing along the lines of how to better design community post-show is use creative outlets as personal design research. Go in there kind of with an open eye, see what could be done better, what you liked, what you were doing, how you could apply it. Don't just have blinders on and going straight into it saying, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it. I know you're busy, but take it the moment. You put together a show, you're in the show, you're experiencing it. Everyone lives off your energy. Next topic, accessibility is key. Outreach with other industry members is very important. Post-show release push, make sure you're following up on Instagram, YouTube, etc. after the show, getting your name out there. After the show is your top of mind renewal, so they want to see yourself again, actually create purchases to actually drive more revenue for you. Network. Like I mentioned before, always be around and say hi to people. Try to meet one, two new people every time you're out there. Cross-market. Maybe you know someone that'd be good for the person that you just met, or keep that in mind. Just because they can't help you initially in this moment doesn't mean they can't help you down the line or you can't introduce them to someone else. Prime example of that, my friend Brian is actually launching his own sportswear line, and he has a patent, copyright, all that stuff. So I actually introduced him to my friend Dahlia, who is actually a fashion lawyer. I didn't make anything out of that, but I happened to know both of them separately and introduced them, allowed them to do business together. That's kind of what we call connection in the fashion world. Next topic, build on the classic show with a bigger message. Make an impact on the audience. When you're there, you're the designer, everyone's so scared to walk out there. Show the love, show the energy. People want to see how excited you are about your clothing. They want to know that you put all this hard work into this collection. That will actually resonate well with them. People are going to remember how they felt when you came out, when your clothes are being showed, how you can go about that. If you're a model, same comment at the end when you're walking the final catwalk. Make sure you're getting people's energy. Make sure they're liking what you're doing. If there's scouts in the show, they'll want to work with you too. If you're just a stylist, making sure you're like, making sure people know who you are, making sure you're getting your name out there. Really just kind of be the best you can be in the moment. I know it's high stress, but just do what you gotta do. Remember, it's all about storytelling through work. Speak through your work and your heart. You put all this work into this production. You put all this work into what you're doing to be a part of it. Make sure you're enjoying it. Next topic, how to network naturally during an event. Make sure you have preparation beforehand. Have your elevator pitch. Know what to say when someone says, so what do you do? Or if someone says, how can I help you? Have answered yourself questions. Pretty straightforward. I mean, yeah, it's kind of seems crazy, but really think about who you want to meet and why, and kind of see who you can introduce people to as well. Be the connector as well as the connected. Identify your goals before the event. This comes with preparation. Understand why you're doing the event, understand what you want to get out of it, and understand the process of how you can get there for what your goals are as designer, production assistant, photographer, model, stylist, or even attendee. What are you looking for in business? Who, what do you need to help grow you grow? How can you say, quote, unquote, said person to help you grow? What is the ideal person you would want to meet at an event like this? Who can someone introduce you to? Why should they want to work with you? Have those things ready. Circling back here to networking tips. Practice your elevator pitch. Come from a how can I help you place, not how can you help me place. See how you can help them. Remember their name. I struggle with this, don't get me wrong. I meet a lot of new people. I actually have a spreadsheet on people, how you help me kind of remember their names, information about them. I don't think it's a bad thing. People think, oh my God, you're like tracking me. No, it's helping me remember. I know it's in my memory somewhere. It's helping me refresh it from there. After you meet someone, send them a little email, drop them a line, say, hey, what's nice meeting you? This is why I like to have the conversation. 3 to 5 bullet points about the conversation maximum. I'd say, hey, this is what I like about what you do. This is what I like to do. Let me know if we can work together. Or even continue to ask if they said something about working together, say we should set up a time to talk about XYZ. Create a relationship first, then delve into the business side. You really want to gain trust and be able to identify intentions. I really enjoyed this event because it was very interactive. Rachel and I kind of helped people guide the questions, the answers. People could speak their mind on different things. It was really interesting how we had two different production people there. One comes from like a high-end glitz and glam perspective. One comes from a very unique kind of minimalist perception. Actually kind of ran Trash Revolution event recently. It was really fun to have kind of melding of the minds, people coming from different perspectives. I really enjoyed it. I also shared our takeaway list with quite a few people that worked at the event, and I did get one really good testimonial, so I will also read that. I reviewed your takeaways. It looks like the event had a lot of rich topics that were discussed. Navigation within the fashion world is very vague, so to speak. I feel like that gives a whole lot of direction to how to prepare for the pre and post show. In regards to networking prep, I knew we had come in very professionally. As models, I think one lesson to learn is having social media, exchanging right away, or better yet, a kind of calling card essential to market yourself and build those connections. That 24-hour follow-up also speaks volumes of the communication, especially if there's upcoming events. Fellow mods can refer to shows or vice versa. They were going to come off as adrenaline high, but also have a lot to look forward to. Moreover, it's so inspiring to connect with like-minded individuals and be of help where you can altruism for the win. Also, I think highlight trading first is vital. I think beginner models often think to exchange has to be monetary. When back before building of their portfolios, getting more runway experience, exposures of more artists and designers, and just practicing versatility overall. However, one must also vocal in their goals and see what is the mutual benefit. These skills are also not limited to just the fashion scene, but I know I've used my skills as a model acting coach for a moment in time when the pandemic for kids. There's always something to take away and share from your experience. Lastly, but definitely not leastly, create events with authenticity and emotion. I think it is what generates purpose and strengthens one's event. The way having conversations with the event is relevant to others and talked about, when that extends the connection outwards, that also makes one more memorable and likely to reach out to you. Models who participated in X event can also support their cause. Great way to remember. You're also right in the chat's potential to grow in the fashion industry. And so proud you're hosting these much needed conversation. God, I would love to have been a part of it, but I really missed out. See, even when you're not a part of an event, you can still get something from an event. You can still experience it. That was absolutely amazing testimonial. I really hope that people who attended the event, people who want to attend the event, really kind of see what I'm doing here, just trying to help be part of the elevation of raising up Chicago fashion. Remember, rising tide lifts all ships, but you have to take your ship out of the harbor first for it actually to rise. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, Pod Directory, or SoundCloud. That way, you'll get our latest episodes sent right to your device when they come out every week. For reference, those are all linked up right in the show notes. While you're in there, feel free to leave us a review. If you do, all I can say is two words: endless gratitude. Writing reviews helps us understand how we can improve the podcast as we all continue along this fun adventure in fashion, fitness, and food.